65 degrees. It is 5:30. Morning clouds, but we are going to see some sunshine by this afternoon, says Scott Hetzko in his forecast from 13 QAM ABC. Morning, I'm Steve Hausman. Here's what's trending here at WBEE. Heads up in Livingston County this morning. Parts of Route 63 in Geneseo are going to be closed on and off beginning in about an hour as police resume the search this morning for David Clyde Morgan. It was back in July that he escaped from them after waving a handgun at them during a routine traffic stop. He hasn't been seen since. Dozens of state police, sheriff's deputies, and Geneseo police will fan out from that area of the traffic stop this morning. Plans to open a new Country Mac store front and center in Webster last night, where the town's planning board is considering the proposed store at Ridge Road and Hatch. The board took no action last night. They'll revisit the project on October 2nd. In Victor, voters yesterday said yes to $500,000 to repair the turf on a field in town, improvements that will not impact anyone's taxes. City Council said yes to a skate park downtown yesterday. It will be set up beneath the Freddie Sue Bridge at a cost of $2 million, part of the Rock the Riverway project.
I'm going to shred it over there, man.
Planning to do that?
Oh, man. You don't even know.
Effective this weekend, there will be no smoking at Blue Cross Arena. This is all part of the new series of regulations put in place by the Pagoula Sports folks as they take over operations of the War Memorial. Enhanced security and limitations on bags are also part of the plan.
The scope and the plan here is to take the arena into the future and really bordering alongside the Genesee River and working with the city of Rochester. It's an exciting time to be here.
Rob Minter of Pagoula Sports says the new scoreboard and renovated lobby area should be completed by the start of the Emmerichs season next month. Lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford say she will testify next week about how Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh assaulted her 30 years ago. But first, she wants the FBI to investigate her plans and her charges. Saying she needs to spend more time at home with her husband and son, Julie Chen said goodbye to The Talk yesterday. She did it in a taped message played on the show yesterday.
Most important, I want to thank you, the viewers, for allowing me into your home every day. It was a privilege that I will forever be grateful for.
She did not talk about the allegations of sexual assault against her husband, but did call herself Julie Chen Moonves as she signed off. Sports at the B. Bills players return to work today, prepping for Sunday's game in Minnesota. LeSean McCoy denying reports that he has abused his six-year-old boy. Charges that come from the Bills running back's child's mom. Yankees beat Boston last night 3-2. All right, we'll run through Hetzko's forecast from 13.m ABC right after this at the B.
Are you an energetic, responsible, outgoing, and self-motivated individual capable of multitasking in a fast-paced environment? Then listen up.
Entercom Rochester, the owner of this radio station, is looking to hire part-time public relations representatives to add to our team. You'll work together to execute promotional and station events while engaging with our clients and listeners. It's your chance to make a difference with our stations.
So if you're up for the job, apply today at entercom.com. Click on careers, then search Rochester to apply. An equal opportunity employer.
Rochester weather. Going to be a pretty decent, although cooler, day out there in western New York, around 70 this afternoon. Heading into Thursday, we got a warm front, and it means a couple of showers developing, but not a washout tomorrow. Mid-70s, how about upper 80s and very windy around these parts on Friday. From the 13 WAM Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Scott Hetzko, and you are on the B Morning Coffee Club.
This is brought to you by Peak Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. If you're looking for a new Ram truck, start fall in style with a new Ram from Peak. Get amazing deals during Peak Ram's Power Days. Visit them online today at peakram.com. 65 degrees here at High Falls, just about 535, and you're up to date at 92.5 WBEE.